the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business, show number 661 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev has got the symbol going. It's what number, Rev? We played numbers this morning.
Seven?
660.
Oh, 660.
There you go. We want to thank all of those who responded.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know, and you gave me a math question earlier.
Yeah. So What's 4 plus 3, Bill?
Well, depending on what hour it's in. I think it's 7.
Six and a half.
There you go.
Correct answer.
We want to thank all those who responded to our two-hour business show on Friday, the Sculpture Walk 2014. Weather did cooperate. People enjoyed the 50-plus new sculptures that were on display, and we're happy to start visiting with our sculptors later in the week, the businesses and you, and about the importance of the Sculpture Walk, as well as the importance of a vibrant downtown Sioux Falls. Lee Looning and his folks are going to be working with us, help sorting out maybe 15 or 18 we'll talk to between now and Labor Day. But this is a new week. In addition to the Sculpture Walk now in place, this is the start of 2 weeks for the Parade of Homes. We'll chat with Ryan in just a moment from the Home Builders Association, but let's start with Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, on their planned cover story of the week that goes online and in print Wednesday. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You're going to be the sculpture expert in town by the end of the summer.
You know what? The sculptors started talking to me Friday about, did you notice this? Did you notice that? I didn't notice it. I had not been online, so I'm going to have to go to school on that. Sculpture 101.
Start taking that daily walk downtown and, peering at each of the sculptures to your homework before those interviewees come on. I can see it now.
Absolutely. Last week, changing role of real estate. How about this week?
Oh, we're going to go a completely different direction, Bill. Maybe we'll keep the change theme, but we're going to transition over to the medical field. You know, talk about change. They've seen a lot of it in recent years. And the theme that we're going to look at in this week's cover story is how health systems are trying to achieve greater efficiency. You know, just like in manufacturing, they don't call that cost cutting, although costs generally are reduced. But instead, it's really taking a close look at the processes involved. So manufacturing went through this. Toyota actually pioneered it in Japan after World War II, and it's now carried over into healthcare. So we're going to talk to both major Sioux Falls health systems, look at how they put these lean tools to work, and they're seeing some pretty impressive results. I think you'll be surprised, Bill. So greater efficiency in healthcare, that's this week's cover story.
And that can cover a lot of ground and a lot of places in the world as well.
You know, once again, I think I over-reported the story, so maybe I can just share some of what didn't make it in there with you later this week. But, there's just so much to touch on. I easily could have written double, and it's a cover story, which means I already wrote a lot. So a huge issue in healthcare, probably not going away anytime soon.
Other news that we should know this morning, breaking news, of course.
I've got some breaking news for you, Bill, and this actually goes into last Friday's show downtown when you and I and Downtown Sioux Falls talked about the new incubator program, the retail incubator program that the downtown organization is launching to try to fill some of those vacant storefronts. Well, this morning we can announce the first new business that's going to take part in that incubator program. It's called the 605 Running Company, and they are going to take the former Go Casual space at about 9th and Phillips. So as the name would suggest, this is a business that caters to runners. They're going to sell running apparel, shoes, accessories, and they're going to try to offer a personalized experience for the runners who visit them. They're also going to move pretty fast, which I think is smart. They want to be open by July, capture all those runners that we were seeing an increasing number of them downtown on the bike trail, all around town, really. But they're going to be open by the summer, and they are going to take part in that incubator program, which will provide them lots of professional development in addition to a rent subsidy that will take them for their first 18 months in business, a subsidized rent through the downtown organization. So they are the first of what I think are going to be several new businesses participating in this program. There are two that have formally applied and about half a dozen that have expressed interest. So stay tuned. I think we're going to have more announcements. But for now, 605 Running Company, first recipient of the Downtown Incubator Program.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. I look for the follow-up on Friday, and maybe you'll have a couple of more businesses to announce.
You know, this is going to be a busy week, Bill, especially downtown. That's all I can say right now, but keep watching SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. We got a lot of things in the works, and maybe we can tie them all together on Friday for you.
Jody, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Parade of Homes opens on Friday, and there are 76 or so homes on the parade list. Ryan joins us from the Home Builders Association of the Sioux Empire. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
I was interested. I always like to look at the numbers and the values of the homes.
Sure.
You've got one that's over $1 million price tag.
Correct.
Correct? You've got 10 of the homes that are under $200,000.
Yep.
You've got 22 between $200,000 and $300,000, 20 between $300,000 and $450,000, and then the 25 that includes the $1 million price tag.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Like you can, as you can tell by those numbers, a really good, widespread, and a lot of options out there for you.
The Parade of Homes. It's something that we see in the spring, we see it in the fall, we see a used home type parade. What's the value to not only the Home Builders Association, but also those people that want to look?
Yeah. Well, I think it's, you know, kind of twofold, obviously. The people that are out there looking for ideas, whether they're doing some remodeling or whatever, obviously there's, you know, there's all sorts of great new ideas, whether it's some inside, outside, landscaping type ideas. There's all sorts of stuff there. But from a, you know, from a Home Builders Association as a whole, obviously, it's really our kind of flagship, you know, deal. I mean, that's really what's there. It's our opportunity to showcase not only the product, but also the builders and kind of, you know, what they're able and capable of doing.
1 to 5, Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
And then the unique thing is you also have a Monday after work, 5:30 to 8:30, and the May issue of the Home Ideas magazine is the official event publication. You also have a website.
Correct. Yep. HBASiouxEmpire.com is another place that you can go and get information on which homes are on the parade and where they're located.
A lot of times you have a feature home, but this year you've got something that you're kind of turning a page.
Correct.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, we rely on the builders, obviously, to kind of voluntarily, you know, promote their houses with that feature home. And this year we didn't have any submittals. So, we do have a charity home. The proceeds all are going to be benefiting the Home Builders Care Foundation, which does a lot of really fantastic things throughout the area, whether it's tools for schools or scholarship opportunities for kids that are looking to get into the industry. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to get out there. All that, all the labor and all the products were donated to the house, and so the proceeds will go to a kind of an endowment, a fund for the Home Builders Care Foundation.
Consumers visiting with builders and suppliers, you know, and we encourage people to go out and ask any question they want. That's the time to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could not get more of a, you know, captive audience, obviously. You get to see the product, first of all, you know, in its designed function, you know, so you can get out there and see many different products, many different suppliers, and the builders are the ones that are, you know, that did the hard work to put them in and install them. So it's a good opportunity to see how they went in, how they went together, and then a little bit more information on how all those products work.
And there are some unique products that are involved. They're always the trending, what's trending in construction as well as products.
You know, I think it's probably pretty, you know, it's always different every year, but there's a lot of similar themes, obviously. You're going to have a lot of focus on energy efficient, you know, whether it be windows, doors, insulation, you know, types of stuff like that. Also, you know, interesting stuff with countertops, whether it be, solid surface countertops are always going to be a little bit different. So we've got some concrete countertops out there. Obviously, you're going to get quartz countertops and a lot of really neat stuff. You know, from an entry level too. I mean, whether you're doing laminate tops, there's a lot of really kind of high definition laminate tops out there that are just fantastic for those that are having a little bit more streamlined budget. There's a lot of really neat options out there. So
here's something that you should keep in mind. This year, more than the last 2 years, when Cindy Monin, the president of the Home Builders, comes in, and we also have Brandon Martins from the Realtors Association, the big complaint is the supply of homes. So you need to go out, get yourself educated, get ahead of your neighbors. So if you want to move away from those neighbors or go someplace else, you can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a bit of a game of catch up right now. You know, I mean, that's what the builders are really working hard to put some products out there to, you know, to fit those areas of need. But, you know, the demand has been, I think pent up for so long that last year we saw a really kind of a breakthrough in some of those numbers. And you know, we're in, I'm on the leading edge of the sword, kind of. I mean, we're in the development industry at Van Busker Companies. And so, I mean, it's it is extremely busy again this year, and we're looking forward to a really, really strong year all the way through the end. So
the HBA parade hours, 1 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, 5:30 to 8:30 on Monday. Again, the Home Ideas Magazine, the official event publication. Some of the work that the Home Builders Association does, you mentioned the school program, correct, which I have people mention all the time. That's kind of neat. And the saw that will stop finger off.
Yeah, exactly.
Schools don't want to do that.
No, it's typically not real good advertising if you're cutting students' fingers off, so...
But to the work with the elderly, the repair fair.
Yeah.
Just one of the things that you guys do.
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, really the whole impetus behind the Home Builders Association, the Sioux Empire, is truly, giving back to the community, whether it be tools for schools or, the repair fair, out there building, handicap access ramps for, people that need it, or whatever the project happens to be. We have a lot of qualified people that are able to do it and are very generous and given of their time and a lot of times, the materials and stuff like that as well, so...
Well, we're looking forward to working with you guys. We'll talk again Friday and then next Monday and the following Friday. Yeah. Two weekends you have on the Saturday and the Sunday, and then on Monday after hours, 5:30 to 8:30, the Parade of Homes, 76 homes this year. Quite a good variety. And if you're in the market, get out, get educated, get started.
Absolutely. Come see us.
Ryan, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks for having us.
When we come back, we're going to visit with one of the parade participants. They say that they want a three-peat. We'll see if that works when it's your business. Canterbury Village has become a key player to the Parade of Homes, and they're back again this year. Tony Bachman joins us for a bit of a different perspective as to what goes into the Parade of Homes and why it's so important to Canterbury Village.
Yeah, Canterbury Village, we've been fortunate enough to win the best of show in our category for the last couple Parade of Homes. So what goes into it? It's just a lot of blood, sweat, and tears right up to the last minute, as any of the contestants in the Parade of Homes would tell you, is that they are very focused on what they're doing, trying to make sure that every little small nuance to their buildings and projects. And I know that Brad and Tammy, with what they're doing, yesterday they were out there planting plants, taking care of things, and so we're getting there. We're going to be ready at the end of this week. We're going to put on quite a show.
One of the things that Tony does, and Tony Bachman at Keller Williams, spends a lot of time with open houses. But this isn't an open house. This is a Parade of Homes. What's the difference?
Parade of Homes is where you have this large segment of time that you spend with people, and it's a lot of people there. It's more of an exploratory type, where they're out looking the possibilities, what could be, whether it's a single family home or whether it's something like we offer is a condo with a homeowners association. And so the nice thing about that, what the Parade of Homes offers, is the fact that people get a chance to come out, they get a chance to see, just kind of get a feel for if this makes sense for them. And the amazing part is we have a number of people who have come to live at Canterbury Village who actually had went to a previous Parade of Homes and said, we want to start working toward that. We want to start working toward potentially living in a situation like this with a, HOA home.
We had Ryan from the Home Builders Association on just before you, and one of the things we talked to him about is the concern that when we do our real estate show next Monday, that we're going to again hear the supply of homes is down. Okay?
Yep.
If you've got an interest, you'd better get your moving on, thinking that, there'll be something there when I want it. You're going to have to make sure you do your homework, do your due diligence, get ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time in real estate right now, for everyone, whether you're a buyer or seller. And it just means you have to be very proactive with the process. And I think that's what you're referring to, is just making sure that, if you have a, work with a realtor, or, if you have a builder that you want to, talk to, make that connection and start having that conversation. Because it's something that once you start, you want to be very proactive.
Tony Bachman with the Canterbury Village. Again, you guys are Dubuque and Madison on the east side?
Yep, correct. We're over there on the east side. Best directions I can give you is over there from Sycamore on Sycamore and 10th Street. You're going to go north up to Madison, which is just past Washington High School. Then you're going to turn and go east about 6 blocks, and there we are.
You're probably one of the three guys in town that would appreciate the weather getting better because you could walk to Canterbury Village.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Yeah, it just... just having, like, yesterday wasn't too bad, and today is fantastic. So we're hoping, we got our fingers crossed that we're going to have just nice sunny weather, and that's the other thing with the Parade of Homes that is fantastic, is when you have nice weather, everybody kind of takes their time when they're looking. They get to walk around the, you know, Canterbury Village. They get to see the clubhouse, the pool area, and, you know, some of the amenities that we offer. So, yeah, we're looking forward to nice weather.
All right, we're going to make you think about this one, okay?
Uh-oh.
I don't
He's going off script here.
A little bit off script. But we talked a little bit about the Parade of Homes and different people that come out versus those with an open house. The different kind of questions that might be asked with a Parade of Home versus the open house. And I'm sure that there are, and you would encourage people to ask the questions they want because it's their opportunity to come out and really understand what is going on.
Yeah, I think part of, like, the different type of questions is it's just a variation of the questions that we typically get asked now. It's like, what, when we have these people that come out for the Parade of Homes, they want to know, what are the benefits of having a homeowners association versus the person that is actively looking says, what are your homeowners association dues and what do they cover type of thing? So the benefits of a homeowners association is the fact that you just get to come, you live in your place, you enjoy all the amenities, that you don't have to mow, you don't have to shovel. You know, you have the outsides of the of all the homes are taken care of, the roofs, the siding, that sort of thing. So you get to come and go as you please, and you get to pick up. If you have another home that you like, a lake home, or if you're gone during the winter, you can be gone and enjoy all those things. And so when people start thinking about that, they're like, yes, this makes sense to us because it seems like we're always trying to take care of two homes.
You know, we call it Canterbury Village, but it is a village.
Yes.
Because you guys do have your meetings that are social meetings once a month, where you get together, and if you hadn't been to one of those kind of meetings, you get to see about pride in community, pride in where they live, pride in neighbors.
Yeah, it's really definitely a great sense of community amongst the people that live there. And they get together on a regular basis, like we're talking about. They have their dinners that they do, and actually we're starting to see where some of them are getting together to do their cards, and they're playing, you know, their different events like the Super Bowl parties and that sort of thing. And like during the summer and the evenings, they get together, you know, around the pool and hang out with their family and friends.
Rather than cut their own grass.
Rather than cut their own grass. They get to watch someone else cut their grass. So, I think the sense of community is, it's kind of refreshing because everyone gets a chance to meet all your neighbors.
And again, we need to update people as to the phase that Canterbury Village is in. Far different than it was a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been 2 years since, Brad and Tammy Strike and Roger and Joanne Strike had purchased this project. And basically at that time it was, you know, under a little bit of duress. And they've just turned it around completely. But since then, we now have 20 units that are either sold or under contract. We have 2 units that are available for sale right now. And then we have 2 new buildings that will be coming up over the summer. So they'll be ready for residents by probably September. That's what we're looking at. And then next year we'll start working on another 2 to 4 buildings. So that's the other part about this, is where people come out to our open houses and or to this Parade of Homes. They can put their name on, you know, a future home that we're building. And that's our next phase. That's what we're doing now. So
Tony Bachman with Canterbury Village. Interesting concept. The other thing that has changed is the demographics. The people that initially were interested in townhomes, condos, far different than it is today.
I don't know if there's any really set pattern of people. I mean, I think the stereotype is that, you know, you have to be retired and, you know, that's what the HOA. Not so much. I mean, most of the people that live out in Canterbury Village, they still are working. They're young professionals. We have some people in their 30s, and we have people all the way up into their 80s. Average age is probably late 50s, which is, is amazing in reference to the fact that everybody's still active. They got a lot of stuff going on, and so it's a pretty diverse group that we have out there, which is refreshing.
Price starts at?
We're about $265 at a starting price, and our prices run up to about $300, depending on the type of finishes and amenities you want and that sort of thing. Best way to reach us is our office number is 275-0555, or my cell number is 201-5998. And like Bill had referred, I only live about 6 blocks from Canterbury Village, so it's real easy for me to just pop over there. And Brad and Tammy, who are the builders and developers, they're on site pretty much 5 to 6 days a week.
They have their team. You have your team.
Yeah, yeah. Our team's expanded a little bit now. I've got I have 5 people on our team now. I've got an office manager is taking care of some of the technology things, and we have plenty of people to be able to help out with showings and take care of our open houses and the parade of homes. So we're ready. We're ready for the a big open house or a big parade of homes here coming up.
Some people would think that the Monday night is an afterthought to the weekend, but I would guess that there would be a lot of people that don't want to give up the weekend that might come out after work on a Monday to see you 5:30 to 8:30.
Actually, we sent last year when we had the Monday night, we actually saw more traffic last fall for the Parade of Homes than we've ever seen on a Monday night. And I think, yeah, it's a nice way to be able to have your weekend free when people are gone so they don't feel like they have to stay for the Parade of Homes.
Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village, Keller Williams. What else can we say about you? Mr. Jerry Garcia tie today?
Yeah.
Bright tie.
Canterbury Village. We're living at home is like being on vacation.
Makes sense to
Bill's
me.
Bill's on vacation all the time, Tony, seems like to me.
Yeah, anyway. He does seem to enjoy his life, doesn't
he? Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Hey, you're going to get some answers in the next segment of this show. It's a company. Marketing is important in our business. In 2014, Spectrum is truly a marketing solutions company built on providing customers with high-quality products and services. Andy, does that sound like you?
It does. How are you doing?
Andy Dumas is with us this morning, and one of the things that I've been intrigued with, and I had a chance to visit with Kent and Cindy recently, is the fact that you guys truly begin by listening. Not everybody does that. They just come in with a little plan that works for everybody else, so it has to work for them. But you don't do that.
Nope. I think that we sit down with the client and we look at brand integrity. How do you control your brand? I think your brand is consistent with all your marketing pieces, and we can offer the ability to do that for all your pieces, which might include promotional, wearables, websites, and also paper printing.
You know, the last time that you and I talked, and it's been now a few weeks, I was talking with Kent, and he was telling me that they had an immediate reaction from a business who said, that sounds like our need, somebody that listens to us. They don't treat it like a big city. They treat it like our business is the most important business they'll deal with today.
It is, and, you know, we look at if you can have all your products under one umbrella and kind of come in with that personalization and that touch of treating people the way they should be treated, it has definitely increased our business overall.
All right, so we have a business sitting out there today that says, you know, if another business or two did that as a result of the show, how do we reach this Andy? How do we reach Spectrum?
You can go online. It's www.spectrum, with 2 M's, RKS.com, or our Sioux Falls is 605-371-1772. That would be the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Andy Dumas with us, Spectrum, this morning. We're talking a little bit about what they can do for your company. And again, we're all looking for that edge that will make a difference. One of the things that we have talked about, it's listening, but it's also the big picture as well. And what you're looking for is a way to dramatically improve the effectiveness of the client's marketing program.
Yeah, and I think what we've done as a company is we look at it as solution selling. How does a product create meaning for the project you're doing, not just sitting down and maybe looking at, you get a lot of people that say, hey, I just want a hat. I want the lowest price hat, and I want to give as many out. Well, why don't we look at a solution where you have maybe a higher quality hat and you order less amount, but it creates an awareness and a product that people want to promote for your brand.
The other thing you identified really quick was that you want your employees wearing that brand proudly, taking ownership of the company. And that's one of the things that Spectrum can do, is to help them feel like they are a big part of what that company's success is.
Yep, I think employees wearing their brand and their logos out there, and then using it as a marketing vehicle for other tools if it becomes, it all coordinates under one umbrella. So if it becomes with the websites or online capabilities, business cards, that brand identity, it's all under one umbrella.
Andy, in talking with Kent and Cindy, they were talking about the fact that you are the guy. You are the guy that can help tie it all together. What makes you different?
I think what makes us different is we offer, like I talked about earlier, promotional products, wearables, paper printing, and then online fulfillment stores and websites. And for one company to be able to do that in-house and control all of it in-house just creates a win-win for both. And you're able to, like I talked about before, keep your brand consistent so that it's the same in all of your marketing pieces. I think that's one of our biggest competitive advantages.
I'm going to go down this list, and if we got people that have just joined us, give them some ideas as to what they could do with Spectrum. Business cards, front and back. Not everybody does both sides. Postcards for your business. The wearables, writing instruments. What might you do with the writing instruments?
Different trade show giveaways. Some people like a writing instrument just as a higher-end writing piece to give to certain customers to show appreciation. Some do it in award programs. A lot of different ways you can use a writing instrument.
Sporting goods. It's a time of year where people are getting outdoors, and it's a great place to have your name on, I would guess, a golf ball, on what else?
Yeah, sporting goods. You look at all the different golf events throughout the summer, golf balls, towels, polos. And then also we also do touch in some of the softball team industry and that sort of stuff. So coaches start talking about it in May and June because we all know it. Hopefully spring is here sooner than later, but the fall does come fast as well.
Awards and trophies. Sometimes you collect things that businesses give you that you may have won as a part of an organization. But, you know, if you do those awards and trophies right, people are going to keep them proudly for a number of years.
Yeah, the awards and trophies get into the same type of deal. Do you want to give something that an employee might really appreciate or something that they set and put in the drawer? So there's many ways for awards, employees' recognition, and then we also see some as far as camps go across the summer and that sort of stuff. So few different ways that you can touch on the awards as well.
From Spectrum, it's Andy Dumas this morning, and we're talking about what maybe your company could latch on to give you that Spectrum advantage as you look ahead. Always like to kind of poll the people that are on the show, the kind of questions you're getting right now, the questions that people are asking you that maybe you could share with our audience.
A lot of the questions that we get asked is, you do both print and you do both apparel. And a lot of people are kind of surprised about that. A lot of people don't offer that service. So when we get those questions, we feel that that's an opportunity and would like to sit down with the customer and see their needs. And then when we meet with them and can have an opportunity to bring it all in one house, just seems like a huge advantage. And that has been our advantage.
You know, that's a very good point because in all my years of band stuff, if you need something printed on paper, you have to go to one place. If you want T-shirts made, you have to go somewhere else. So that's a pretty good deal they got going there, Bill.
Well, and I don't think Andy would disagree with that, but I think we're showing you the full spectrum this morning, and that's kind of a play on words, but that's your name. You know, utilize it. And if you're in a business, utilize your name. Utilize the assets that you have. And you need somebody like an Andy Dumas that can talk about it, can come sit down with you, will listen to you, and then give you a chance to go under just one roof to find all the answers. Andy, again, how they're going to reach you?
In Sioux Falls, 605-371-1772. We also do have offices in Moorhead, Minnesota, Alexandria, Minnesota, Wadena, Minnesota, Little Falls, Minnesota, and a presence in Denver, Colorado. So we touch a few bases and are happy to help all.
Andy Dumas, Spectrum, we appreciate you taking time, and we hope that people will take the time to visit with Andy, visit with Spectrum, visit with Kent, find out what they can do for you. Big picture, somebody that listens, pretty good combination. Andy, we'll talk to you next go around.
All right, have a great week.
You betcha. When we come back, we're going to visit with Chris Larson. Took a little time from the factory to join us this morning. All apart, Comfort King, when we return. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Chris Larson, Comfort King. Yes, the Comfort King factory has joined us on site this morning. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
Somnigel.
Somnigel. It's a new product that's come out, and we're incorporating it here at Comfort King in one of our top-end mattresses. What it is, it's not gel foam. A lot of people have heard of gel foam. It's kind of flooded the market the last couple of years. And there's a lot of misinformation about gel foam. Now, keep in mind, we use gel foam. We're glad to use it. It's comfortable. It responds to your body temperature. Basically, when you warm up gel foam, it melts. So you kind of melt into the foam. So it has its place in the industry. But like a lot of things in the mattress industry, there's a lot of hype and exaggeration attached to it. And we get shoppers in who have been mattress shopping, and they're told that gel foam will actually cool them down, which is false. There's no foam in the world that'll make you feel cooler. Foam will always make you feel a little bit warmer. So, you know, you got to have the facts, and we'll always give you the facts. But gel foam has been around for a while, but this new product is called Somnigel, and it's an actual gel, like a jelly, and it's in a diamond pattern. It's 2 inches thick. The concept of it as a support mechanism is a cushion, basically, is that it cushions the body using collapsing columns. And it's kind of hard to describe, but when you lay on it, you feel it. And two of the main benefits of it are durability. There's been durability tests done on it, and it is the most durable cushion in the world. The most. And it's meaning it'll keep its shape and feel for many, many years. After a 10-year cycle, it's only going to lose 3.5% of its firmness. You can't feel that. You can't feel a 3.5% loss. And what's important for people to understand is, when you're mattress shopping, you know, mattress companies put warranties on their beds, but warranties never cover loss of firmness. So, for example, when you're laying in your bed 8 hours a day, the heaviest part of the body is in the middle. You're going to break those materials down in the middle, specifically the foam, because foam is the weak point of the mattress, not the coils. But you're going to break that foam down. It's going to lose firmness. It's going to lose support. And over 10 years, polyurethane foam will lose 50% of its firmness. And so that you're going to feel that, but no warranty will cover it. It's just going to happen. And so you got to be careful about what's inside the mattress. This Somnigel will lose 3.5% of its firmness. So it's extremely durable. The second benefit is that it cools you down. It's the tests have shown that you'll sleep 5 degrees cooler on average. And that's 5 degrees, not 5%. So that's pretty dramatic. A lot of people get too hot at night.
They have to turn the pillow over.
You get so warm. You got to kick blankets off and then put them back on. And so anything that can make sure that the surface that you're sleeping on doesn't have heat buildup, because that's why you get hot, is because your body side, the bed side that your body's in, tends to warm up because of the foam. So this product helps cool that down. And that's one of the things we're doing at Comfort King. We're always innovating, always looking for new materials that come out in the industry. And, of course, we still use the highest quality foams in the world, too, so that our beds maintain the support and firmness over the lifetime of the bed.
Chris Larson, he is Mr. Comfort King. They have a factory. You'd expect him to have a Somnigel. You'd expect him to find a way to cool you down 3 to 5 degrees. They'd expect you to find a way to get a good night's sleep. I want to thank you for getting me a good night's sleep since January.
Well, thank you. We're always glad for more opportunities to help people sleep better. You know, we consider that our main mission as a company. It's not just to sell things. We design our own beds, obviously, but it's the interaction with customers, helping them find the right bed. And then if it's not comfortable, you know, we have a lifetime comfort guarantee, which, you know, I came up with about 19 years ago as a mechanism to help our customers sleep better. Because a lot of times when we hear back from people with service issues, it's nothing to do with warranty work. It's everything to do with sleep issues. And it's very complicated. You know, why do some people not sleep well? As we get older,
you know, our body chemicals change, and if we're taking any kind of prescriptions, those interactions can interfere with your ability to get into sleep. So all those things go into it, but what you're sleeping on makes a huge difference. And so, you know, we hear back from our customers 10, 15 years later, they want us to firm up the bed or soften it or something. Anything we can do to help them sleep better, that's what we're about at Comfort King, helping people sleep better.
I get to do a testimonial 3 times a week, and it's interesting to do that. And I'll have people come up to me and say, do you really believe in that Comfort King? And if my wife Carolyn is with me, who we both know, Chris, if the wife is happy, we're generally happy.
Yeah, sure.
And she gives a better testimonial than I do to people sitting around a table at a banquet. It's like, wow, it's working with her. And she's a GI nurse. So there's anybody that's going to have trouble, it's a GI nurse that's lifting beds, lifting patients, doing all the things they do. And trust me, she tells the story, and she hasn't always told good stories about business in the past. So I'm sitting there saying, wow, this does work.
Well, we love testimonials because that's just real people, you know, real people telling other people. And that's what business is about. You know, a business should be in business, not just to make money. You know, I see a lot of these mattress stores popping up in town, and it's kind of frustrating because I know their main goal is just to make money. You know, they're not bringing anything new to the market. And I'm not going to name names, but when mattress stores come to town and they're selling the exact same brand as the other guy down the street, you know, they're selling Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and the other guy down the street selling Sealy, Serta, Simmons, they're not bringing anything new to the market. They're just duplicating what other merchants have already been doing for years. And to me, that's not a reason to start a business or to open a business. It's just to make money. The reason you should open a business is to serve a purpose, you know, to serve your fellow man. And you can do it in a way that maybe somebody else isn't doing in the market, you know what I mean? And do it better. And that's our goal at Comfort King. We're not trying to do Me Too-ism. You know, we're not trying to copycat what other people are doing. We do our own thing. And the customer's our boss, and they're number one. And that's our goal every day, help people.
Well, you were impressive to me when you brought both of us in. My wife tried 8 beds. I didn't have to try 8 beds because I knew we'd get down to the 2 that she liked. And the zero gravity, the power bases were all key. And the fact that you were listening was even more of a key because not everybody listens.
Well, and that's what we try to do when we hire people. And we don't have salespeople. As you know, we have bed builders who will go out and wait on customers. But they're not commissioned salesmen. They, you know, all of our guys are trained just to learn about mattresses, to know everything they can, and just to work with people to help them find the bed they want, whatever in their budget is. It's not about extracting the most dollars out of them because people have budgets. We respect that. But we want you to sleep better, and we're going to show you a power base when you come in because the zero gravity sleeping is just such a game changer for a lot of people. I know for me, I'd never sleep with my bed flat. I never will. And it's a whole new world. And when you don't know what it's about, you don't maybe understand it. But when you get your body in that position, it is so comfortable.
We had an NBC story the last time you were on, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine study that says men live longer when they get a good night's sleep. I'm a believer in that.
Yeah, look, you're already living longer.
Why, were you going to kill me off? What was the deal here?
Well, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not going to do it. But, you know, the fact is that sometimes people don't put enough importance on their sleep. And there's 3 things as humans we can't live without: food, water, sleep. That's it. We can live without
not necessarily in that order either.
No, because you can go longer without water and food than you can sleep. That's a fact. It's a fact. So if you're not putting enough importance on your sleep, or if you're living with the fact that your sleep is bad and it's short, like people will tell me, oh, I get up every half hour, or I'm awake 15 times a night. That's not good. That's not good. And I know that. And I'm not just trying to sell you a mattress. Okay. You need to do whatever you can do to figure out what is going on there, because sleep, without sleep, you're not going to have good health the other 2/3 of your life. You need to be sleeping 1/3 of your life. It's the way we were designed. And you will have health repercussions if you shorten that, or if your sleep is interrupted. So,
well, if you figure you sleep 1/3 of the time, the return on investment on the number of hours that you're going to be in that bed, you need to make the best choice you can so that you do get a good night's sleep, and then you're productive the other 16 hours a day.
Right, you're productive, and that's the point, too, is that having a good quality of life. You know, when you're at work, you want to be at work, you want to be wide awake. When you're in your car, certainly you want to be focused. A lot of car accidents come from sleep deprivation, people just not being fully awake, whether it's in the morning on the way to work or whatever. So it's obviously it's dangerous to deprive yourself of sleep. It's also not productive. You want to be as most productive as you can be and have a happy, healthy life. You know, that's what it's about.
All right. So I'm encouraging people to go to Comfort King, check on the factory, sit down and visit with those, not salespeople, but factory employees that know what you need and will listen to the exact firmness, fit that you need and what you need for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and you can, a lot of people like to go on the internet, check out the website before they come in, is do a little shopping online, and our website is geared towards that, make it easy for you. It's comfortking.net, and on there you'll find a lot of useful information, videos, how they're made, little videos on how they're made, and our prices are on there. You know, we don't hide our prices. You go on most mattress stores' websites, they're not going to show you their prices, as they, you know, they kind of fiddle around with them, but we're a bottom-line price store. We don't treat you like you were born yesterday. You know, we don't do fake mattress sales. We give you the best price whenever you're ready to buy a bed. It's right there. So you can go on the website. Then when you come in, you'll see the same prices on the beds.
Chris Larson, Comfort King. Check the factory out. Make sure you're getting a good night's sleep. It makes a difference the other 16 hours a day that we need.
That's right.
Chris, thanks for joining us this morning on It's Your Business.
Thank you.
When we return, one more stop, and that'll be a little lunch stop before we go into our Ag Hour. Coming up in our second hour today, we'll visit with the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch, as well as Scott Baralek, Coima K-Mig Commodities on Trending. Steve Watson, Governor's Office of Economic Development, already in the building, along with Rock Nelson, International Marketing Director. We'll talk a little bit about the Raven and their big announcement, just kind of in passing. But we're going to deal with the governor's trip to China, what it means to agriculture in the state. We'll also measure the interests of our friends from Holt McDowell, Plains Commerce Bank. And we'll talk about the movie, Farmland, and a group, the 4-H'ers in South Dakota. They're looking for ways to provide leadership. And there's a big rail hearing, one-on-one tomorrow, 8 to 5 Country Inn and Suites, 200 East 8th. That'll be one of our ongoing topics. But let's make one last stop in this hour, Rev, if we got the bus going. We got John at Valentino's.
Good morning, guys.
You know, you could probably be up on that ladder changing your marquee this morning. The wind shouldn't be as bad as it was last week.
No, it wasn't bad at all. Joy came over this morning and helped me.
See.
She doesn't like to see me bounce, so.
I'll bet that's the case. Senior Monday. Any change that we should know about? The Rev is always liking to be one of the taste testers over there. What have you got in mind?
Well, you know, we're getting so many compliments on so many different items. It's hard to pick one anymore. You know, Rev, of course, has got a bacon cheeseburger pizza. We get our lasagna, our spaghetti with our Sicilian sauce, to our 6-bean marinated salad, to the spinach artichoke flatbread, to the chocolate mocha pudding cake. And our ice cream is always high on the list, and they ask us why it tastes so good. And we always tell them because it's real.
So what you've got is a real buffet.
Yeah, a real buffet.
Yeah, and we nice size buffet.
And we don't slack on the ingredients.
Okay, and of course you have your brunch on Sunday morning. That go well yesterday?
It sure did. We had a real busy day, and of course this week is as Mother's Day, and that's always a busy day for people to come out and treat Mom to a Sunday brunch at Valentino's.
Well, and I always like to talk about desserts that have Joy's seal of approval. If they have Joy's seal of approval, I don't care about the salad seal of approval, but the dessert seal of approval to me is a pretty big deal, John.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, those cinnamon twists, you know, people continue to rave about those over and over and over. And, you know, like just a while ago, I took an order for 20 brownies. One of the employees at a location is treating her friends and co-workers with brownies. And, you know, again, we make them from scratch. We have a lady by the name of Judy. We call her the princess of the baking. And she does such a great job. She does two or three things around here. She just loves to bake.
All right, John, we appreciate it. We got to get the ag crowd together, consumers, ag, all together, all a part of It's Your Business. We'll talk to you next hour. For now, though, Rev says our time's up. Thank you.
Hello, News Talk 13.